So today's conversation is, what do you do when things get tough? What is it that you're doing when things get a little bit challenging in your environment or by your influences or by your workload or by your to-do list or with the children or all of the above? When it rains, it pours. But the question is what do you do when things get tough? Maybe you've tried to adjust behavior. When things are getting tough, do you go back to old habits, old behavior, your old paradigm? Because if so, you're going to start back at the same place you were in the beginning. You just happen to have more knowledge in your conscious mind, but you haven't implemented it in your behavior. Maybe you're just getting the same results time and time and time again. So maybe it's time to rethink that approach. If you don't change anything, then you are always pretty much going to have the same outcome. That's minus environment or influences that can kind of change that scenario, something that you are unable to control or pretty much have your hands on because it's just open and subjective. So the question is how do we become more efficient? How do we become more healthy? How do we change, or how do we be the best version of ourselves during tough times? And that's hard because that stress or that anxiety can weigh heavily on the shoulders. You kind of get your head down, your shoulders kind of roll forward, and you kind of go to, okay, well, I'm 20 years old, I'm 30 years old, I'm 40 years old, I'm 70 years old. I have survived thus far by doing this, and I'll continue to do this. Maybe you've got a good system or routine down, and maybe you should share that with everybody. But maybe it's not your most favorable outcome, and there is something that we can learn here. There is some type of awareness, and that's the key word, is awareness. Are we aware when it's happening? And what happens when we become aware? See, we microscope the small things that are in front of us, which in reality are big things as well. But when we microscope those small incidences, when we microscope what's happening without looking at the bigger picture, right? Because everything plays part in the bigger picture. That's where, when you're at sea and you're on a ship and the storm comes, are you at least following your coordinates to your final destination? Have you navigated that? You might not get there straight or the most straight possible route because you need to go around some massive storm that came up. But in the long term or overall perspective of the big picture, when you don't allow the storm to completely change your course from your final destination, that's when we start to really see what makes the difference here. So what do you do when things get tough? This is relevant because I'm asking myself the same thing. And it's the awareness in the question alone that has me realizing that you've got to look at this larger picture. You've got to look at the larger objective. You've got to be who you are. You've got to be true to that. You have to have growth with every, basically with every movement that you're doing, with every thought that you have. It's the progression from where you are to where you're going. So when things are getting tough, when things are on your shoulders, first have awareness. And that awareness can help guide you to find maybe a better, more efficient way of handling whatever the situation and scenario is. But we've got to have that awareness. We've got to have that want. We've got to have that desire. We have to realize that we are in the situations and predicament because we're supposed to be there from what happened yesterday and the day before. But how do we adjust now? How do we move forward? Think about that for your day today, as it's relevant in so many different scenarios and situations, whether it's with family, whether it's with work, whether it's with fitness, whether it's with goals and dreams and desires. You can apply this to whatever scenario and situation we have that's relevant in our life. This is Matthew. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.